Good evening. I greet you in the name of Jesus. Thanks so much for coming out tonight and being part of the seventh Cultivating Connections Marriage Conference. It's wonderful to see the crowd that's gathered here. Thankful that many of you traveled from very far. We have over 20 different churches represented tonight, and over 80 couples are going to be here over the course of this weekend. So thank you for investing in your marriages tonight. My name is Arlen Miller. I'm Church Outreach Director at ACCFS. On behalf of the team there, many of which you'll see scattered throughout the next couple hours, we want to welcome you to be part of what was really kind of a dream of ours. Several years ago, we thought, how can we encourage the marriages in the church? What is a way that we can encourage the marriages in the church? And kind of build on one of those things I think apostolics are fairly good at, right? Fellowship, connection, travel, engagement, be together, right? And so we started the marriage conference with that hope, that because we know that strong marriages create strong churches. Strong churches create strong missions and share the name of Jesus out there into the community. And so thank you for taking time to invest in your marriage this weekend. And our hope and our prayer is that it can be just that, a time of learning, a time of encouragement. This is a no-shame zone, okay? This is a no-shame zone. There's going to be a lot of information shared, maybe an overwhelming amount of information. And there's going to be those times, I think, when you're going to want to say, man, I wish I would have done that, or I wish I should have been doing that for so long. No, we're not going to go there. We're just going to say, how, Lord, can we invest in our marriage this weekend? How many of you, I always like to do this at the beginning just to kind of get a sense of the crowd. How many of you have been married under 5 years? Raise your hand if you would. How many of you under 5 years? That's a wonderful number, under five. How about 5 to 15? How about 5 to 15? Okay. 15 to 25? 25 to 40. Anybody over 40? Anybody over 40? Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for modeling the fact that investing in marriage is never done, right? We don't arrive. This is a lifelong journey, and it's a wonderful opportunity that we have together. You have a booklet in front of you, and on that booklet, most of the notes that you'll see on the screen are going to be on that. The schedule is in there. Directions for breakouts and that kind of thing are in there. That's kind of your home base for this weekend. And pretty soon here, we're going to get into the first main session and talk a little bit about the exposure and knowing through exposure. But before we do that, we've been blessed here already by the Roanoke Church, by the team that is behind the scenes helping take care of things and making sure things are being prepared and planned and set up as they need to be. And I've asked Brother Frank Souder, the elder here from the church, to come and open us with a prayer and issue a welcome.
We want to welcome all of you here to Roanoke. Thankful for this evening. A special thanks to ACCFS and just their time and investment, and really appreciate their church outreach program that they have to support our churches. It's very meaningful, especially to me as an elder. And also a special thanks to Brother John and Sister Jill Fair. There are a couple here from Roanoke who kind of did the organization of the background of everything that's going on, and they had a team working with them, and appreciate all the effort that they've put into it. So let's all arise for prayer. Our loving, merciful, gracious Father, in the quietness of this evening, we come to Thee, asking for Thy blessing on this time as we gather together and to invest in our marriage. And we know that marriage is used by Thee, Father, to reflect the great wedding that is coming up. And we look forward to that day when we can be with Thee in heaven. And Father, we pray for our marriages here, that we could reflect that kind of love. Father, be with each one of the speakers and the facilitators, the discussion groups. May we have quiet and soft and pliable hearts. May we humble ourselves and listen and learn. Father, it's one thing to gain head knowledge. It's another thing to let the Spirit work and have its free course. And we pray for that tonight and into tomorrow. May this weekend be to thy honor and glory. Father, we're so thankful for Jesus, our Redeemer and our Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.